live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Who doesn't love pizza? Everybody loves pizza.
Mm-mm-mm.
Everybody. Smart idea to have pizza competition to raise money. The 7th annual Pizza Wars is happening Thursday, January 19th. And in studio to talk about it, it's one of its organizers, Elise Berman. Elise, thank you for coming in. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Pizza Wars. I love this. What a great idea.
Thank you.
I mean, people love pizza. You put it together, people are going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
On a serious note, one out of three students in District 219 requires financial assistance, and over 50 area students are homeless. That's a horrible stat.
It is. And it continues to grow, and our needs continue to grow. So that's why fundraising has become such a significant problem that we need to continue to fundraise.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved?
We started the Education Foundation in 2007. We found that there was so many students in need. And a lot of the students weren't able to just buy the basic tools of education, pencils, pens, papers. So that was one of the reasons that we became involved in the Education Foundation. It's continued to grow. And we have a board that is so passionate about what we do in raising funds.
I mean, this is something that we never heard about growing up. And now you hear about it all the time, where kids can't afford pencils or paper, or if they have to wear a uniform to school, or even clothes, mm-hmm. for that matter.
Right. Well, we've granted about $300,000 since our inception. And we have been it's become such a problem that we have actually paid for rent for a couple of the students.
God, that just breaks my heart.
It does. And what's happened is we've gotten the community involved. So we've got restaurants helping out with us, providing work for some of the mothers. And we've created scholarships for ACT tests and AP tests. We have taken students, first-time-generation students, to college campuses that wouldn't have the opportunity to actually go to a college campus. We've paid for the rent. We pay for breakfast bars. We've been paying for lunches. It's such a significant problem. It's daunting. And we all need to work together in order to get this problem taken care of. And so many people just don't realize that there is an issue out there and that there are so many people in need.
Right.
You're talking about a situation where I would think a lot of kids would not admit that this is what I have at home, that I don't have a home or that I don't have money for this. How do you look for something like that and try to help them?
The whole system is anonymous, so we've actually gotten the counselors and the deans involved and been able to pick out those children or students who are the neediest of the need. And that's very true, because we found out that there were students that were going home without food for the weekend, so we put together a knapsack program for them.
Oh, my God.
There was approximately 50 knapsacks that we had put together, and we were finding out that the students would not come to pick up the knapsacks because they didn't want others to know that there was an issue. So we've been working with the food pantries, and the food pantries have stayed open later now for the student families that are in need.
Right.
We've gotten the students involved in assisting in the food pantries. We had set up pantries on Niles West and Niles North campuses, so students were able to go to the deans and get some, take some food home for the weekend.
Well, that's because you're young, you're trying to belong, right?
Yeah.
And I can't.
It just breaks my heart hearing stories like this. The 7th annual Pizza War is happening Thursday, January 19th. And I find out, my son is in 6th grade. I find out that people want to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Parents want to help. How do you get parents involved in this?
It's an education process, and just by getting releases out and talking to other parents and sending out, knowing that there's fundraisers and the students, we have an amazing group called Dance Marathon, and they raise $80,000 a year, and this is one way, and that goes to students in need. We, the Education Foundation, gets 10% of that $80,000, which goes to the students in need. All the money that we raise goes back to the students as well.
You guys are doing good work.
Yeah, we hope so. We are very excited every time Pizza Wars comes about because this is our signature event.
What was it like the first year for Pizza Wars? Well, did you even think to yourself, oh my God, I hope this thing works?
Well, Pizza Wars has actually morphed into this huge event. What we originally wanted Pizza Wars was a fun event for students after finals, and it was just for students at that time.
Okay.
So the pizzerias were all excited about this, and the community started finding out about it, and they've been coming, and they called, asked if they can come and participate in Pizza Wars. So something that's turned out to be a stress reliever for students.
Yeah.
It has turned into a neighborhood event, and it's really great. We've had 700 people at the event. We've been raising about $17,000 from this one event.
Fantastic.
So as Pizza Wars has progressed with year seven, the people are the residents are saying, "Hey, when's Pizza Wars? We want to come." And this year we've got Jets, Lou Malnati's, Organic Life, Pie 5, Piero's Pizza, Village Inn Pizzeria, and Wapagetti's that are participating in Pizza Wars. So we're really excited to give them some of the press as well.
So they get a few mentions, but they are donating their pizza and time just because they're good people.
Absolutely. And they
Though they're competitors, they come together for this great cause, which I love.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they know that it's all for fundraising. They know that anything that's raised through Pizza Wars goes right back to the students, goes to the Education Foundation to help those in need.
What is it with pizza? It makes everybody happy. Seriously.
It does.
Have you ever heard someone say, "Oh, I hate pizza"? Nobody. I don't know one person that hates pizza.
Uh-huh. And they've gotten so creative with pizzas, with sweet and chicken, and so it's fun. And each we tell each of the pizzerias to bring their signature pizza, do what they need to do to win, bring mascots, bring coupons, yeah, just promote your pizza. So it's turned into a really fun event.
So signature pizzas, what are we going to see?
Well, we're going to have two competitions this year. We're going to have a thick and thin. And so everyone's going to be voting for their favorite, and they'll get two tokens when they walk in. So it's more like Village Inn has won twice. Jets has won. They come with their sweet pizzas. Lou Malnati's won last year.
Okay.
So each one, you know, bring it all to the table.
I like that you separate it because, I mean, one's the JV and one's the varsity. I mean, let's be real. I mean,
which one do you like? You go deep dish?
Yes, I'm a Chicagoan. I eat deep dish pizza.
I'm sorry, I go thin. I love thin.
Oh, Pete.
I don't think deep dish is actual pizza.
What do you think it is?
It's more of a casserole type thing. Yes, it's too big.
It's a casserole delicious.
Pizza should be thin and crispy.
Are you a New Yorker?
I am not a New Yorker. But, yeah. I mean, everybody has an opinion on pizza, too.
It's absolutely. Absolutely.
I love thin pizza, too.
Okay.
I do.
Hey, I'll eat deep dish. I will.
We can go to Pequod's after the old Lou Mal's, wherever you want to go.
Elise Berman in studio with the 7th Annual Pizza Wars. I'm going to take a break, and you can tell us how everyone can get involved, how they can buy tickets, and that, okay?
Not too.
It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in studio with us. The 7th Annual Pizza Wars is happening Thursday, January 19th. Elise Berman, let me say the stat again. When you originally came in the studio, 1 out of 3 students in District 219 requires financial assistance, and over 50 area students are homeless.
That's correct.
Horrible stat.
Very horrible.
Wow, and you want to help.
Yes, we do.
So we put together the Pizza Wars 7 years ago.
Yes, we did.
And here we are today, and it's a huge event.
It is.
So people listening right now, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, it's www.219foundation.org.
Okay. And the Pizza Wars, what does it cost to get in? What do they get?
To pre-register, it's $12, and at the door, it's $15, and we encourage everyone to come and participate in Pizza Wars. You receive a when you come to the door, you'll get two tokens, and that's your voting chips, and then you will get tastes of six different pizzerias from Jets, Lou Malnati's, Organic
Now
Life,
you're talking.
High Five.
I like this. Yeah, keep going.
Piero's Pizza, Village Inn, and Wapagetti's.
So Wapagetti's.
There, you will be tasting all of them and voting on the best pizza in the district.
Do pizza places stack their people?
Yes, they do.
I'm sure they're advertising it at their pizza joints and saying, go out, Pizza Wars, vote for us.
Absolutely.
Help out a great cause.
Yeah, what we do is we provide them with posters. We give them postcards to include in any carryouts, deliveries, carryouts, just to promote Pizza Wars. We tell them to tell their clients to go to Pizza Wars, so they are promoting it as well.
So people that are listening right now and they can't make it on Thursday, January 19th, how can they help?
We would love for you to come to the website and just make a donation to District 219. If you are a business, we would love to have you as a sponsor. We have two sponsors, one for $500 called the Chicago Style, and one sponsorship for $350 called the New York Style. We will provide you with a table to set up, promote your company, tickets to entrance into Pizza Wars. We will also advertise for you. So we would love for you to be a sponsor, get to know the foundation, and just the good work that we're doing for the students.
And you've seen these kids firsthand.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I think the biggest surprise about this is, I mean, this is in the suburbs. It's not exactly where you expect to hear the story coming from. To me, that's one of the more interesting things, too, going on here. You would not think that kids are in that position who are in the districts that you're talking about, but that's the reality.
You're right.
It is. And it's a very diverse group. We're talking about Skokie, Niles, Morton Grove, Lincoln Wood. So it's a very diverse group. And things have, there's people out of work. There's people have come up to challenging times. So, yes, it is a situation. And we just can't close our eyes to it and say that it's all going to go away. We all need to work together to make sure. Every child deserves an education, excellent education.
I agree.
Every child, especially in the United States, needs to eat. There is no reason that they should be denied any of those luxuries.
A kid's biggest stress shouldn't be where they're going to get their next meal.
No, it shouldn't.
Seriously.
It shouldn't.
Just breaks my heart. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I do.
How old?
He's 28.
28.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still doing this. He's well out of high school.
He's well out of high school because I firmly believe that every child deserves an excellent education. I did as a child, and every child deserves to eat in the United States.
Good for you.
There is just so much waste.
219foundation.org. If you want to grab all the information, Thursday, January 19th, the 7th Annual Pizza Wars. And do you want to thank your husband for driving you here? He's sitting right behind
you
in the studio. People can see him on CLTV.
I definitely appreciate it.
You see this guy in this yellow coat? He kind of has like a model look, doesn't he? I'm looking at him on television right now. You can see the guy in the yellow coat in the back corner.
Actually, he's the president of the Education Foundation.
Is he really?
Yes, he
so
is.
You two have been involved in this for a long time.
We've been involved in it for about 10 years.
Good for you. We need more people like you in this world. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Doing good work.
Thank you.
Elise, thanks for coming in. Happy
New
Year.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with Pizza Wars.
Thanks.
Now
we
want to eat some pie right now.
We'd love for you to come to Pizza Wars.
219foundation.org if you want the information. It's 720 WGN.